It's just gone 5:30. It's time to welcome my guest into the studio this evening, who is Peter Jones, and he is the fellow librarian at King's College. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying the sunshine. Thanks.
Yes, so am I. Sadly, from in here, it's nice to be outside. I understand you've cycled here, so it must be lovely outside at the moment, cycling through Cambridge. Everyone's in the parks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there's not even as much traffic on the road,
no.
Mill Road, as there usually is.
Yes, no, that's a good thing, definitely. So today is the centenary of Rupert Brooke, his death. He died 100 years ago on this day, the 23rd of April, 1915. And King's College have announced something quite exciting today regarding his work. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, let me fill you in a bit on Rupert Brooke to start with. I mean, he's known mostly today as one of the First World War poets, and he's taught in schools and so on. But he's particularly associated with Cambridge, of course. I mean, he was a student at King's College, and then from 1913 till his death, he was actually a fellow of King's College, and presumably planned to become an academic. But even when he wasn't actually in King's College, he lived out at Grantchester, and one of his most famous poems is called The Old Vicarage, Grantchester. So he, right up till the end of his life, Cambridge was his base, and it was only at his death 100 years ago today that he turned from being what you might think of as a local Cambridge academic come poet into a sort of hero national figure who was both a soldier and a poet. And because of the circumstances of his death, he was glorified by, for instance, Winston Churchill, who was First Lord of the Admiralty and had put together the Royal Naval Division that was sent out to Gallipoli, and Rupert Brooke was one of the officers in that division. And it was on his way to Gallipoli and the campaign in the Dardanelles that he died on the Greek island Skyros 100 years ago today.
So I understand that after his death and surrounding the fact that he was regarded as his hero, his family weren't necessarily particularly comfortable with that to begin with. Is that right?
That's right. His mother in particular, who lost not only Rupert but her other son Alfred a couple of months later in the First World War, she of course was very jealous of his reputation, and she liked to think of him as the boy she knew, and she rather resented the way she thought he'd been taken over by his fancy London friends and the society people who talked him up as this great hero, soldier, poet. So she wanted to preserve more of the Rupert Brooke she knew, and so she resented a bit the cult of Rupert Brooke that grew up after he died.
So King's College has a number of pieces of his work, but this new collection, which is going to be going into King's College, is the last piece that's missing, if you like, from what you've got currently. So what are we talking about here in terms of the amount of material that you are now going to be able to get, and what's the significance of this new this last piece?
Okay, yeah. I mean, King's has had Rupert Brooke papers for a long time, over 80 years. His mother and then his friends and the Brooke trustees all gave manuscripts to King's. So we got lots of his poems written in his own hand, lots of letters to him, letters from him. So we already had the biggest archive of Rupert Brooke materials in the world. But what we were missing was a lot of material that belongs to the very end of his life, when the centre of his world moved rather more to London than to Cambridge, and he came to know lots of poets and important people in London. And it's that era of his life that we're really missing in the present archive, and the acquisition of the John Schroeder papers, which is what we're talking about, will fill in that important gap and give us access to lots of letters from Rupert Brooke, over 170 pieces, lots of letters to him, lots of letters amongst his friends, correspondence with his publishers, a lot of material that we didn't have at King's. And we had this unique opportunity to buy And we wouldn't have been able to buy it if it hadn't been for the fact that the National Heritage Memorial Fund came through with a wonderful award of £430,000, which nearly took us to the actual asking price, which is £500,000.
Right.
So that transformed everything and made this purchase possible.
So John Schroeder is someone that was a passionate collector of Rupert Brooke's material, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. He was really an amateur Rupert Brooke fan right from about the 50s onwards. Mm. And because he belonged to a moneyed family and because he was a book dealer himself, he was able to put together this wonderful collection by contacting people who knew Brooke, by buying things on the market. And in the end, he assembled the biggest collection of Brooke in private hands, which is why this is such a wonderful acquisition for us at King's.
Mm. So at what point did this become available to you as a possibility to be bought?
Well, we knew the archive was there. In fact, one of my predecessors as a librarian had helped John Schroeder purchase some of this material and build up his collection.
Right.
So we always knew this collection was out there. But until it came and was offered to us this year, we didn't hear about it until December, first of all, in 2014.
Yep.
And we had the opportunity to buy it before anyone else could, so it was a wonderful chance that we didn't want to miss.
Mm. So in terms of the grant that you've been given from the National Heritage Memorial Fund, is that something that you have to apply for and explain what it is you want to use the money for?
Yeah, that's right. It's important that we tell the National Heritage Memorial Fund not only that we want to have the manuscripts, but what we're going to do with them. So one of the things we'll be doing with them is putting them on public display in King's College Chapel, where, you know, there's the maximum footfall of visitors and locals in Cambridge. We'll be putting up material on the website. We've already launched a website related to Rupert Brooke today. So we're doing lots of stuff with this, and we hope to make the John Schroeder archive as available to people to see and to visit and to experience for themselves as we can.
Okay. Just reading the press release that went out on this today, is there a separate collection or something else that you are looking to purchase as well?
No, this is the big one for us. We are still trying to raise money because we haven't got the full purchase price yet.
Right.
But essentially, this is what we're after, and this is what we're happy to announce today, that we've actually as good as secured.
Okay, all right. So you are still looking for donations, or you're not now, really? You don't need
We are looking
you
for
are.
Donations.
Okay.
We've also got some applications into various grant-giving bodies, but anybody who wants to help us, we'd be delighted to acknowledge that help.
Okay. So I just found a web link on here, so I'm slightly confused. So if you are interested in donating some money to King's College to help them to get some of these collections that they're looking for, then the website address is, you can find the link on the King's College website, it's kings.cam.ac.uk. So what's the timescale behind getting this John Schroeder collection? When are you expecting to be able to receive it?
Well, we've actually got it.
Okay.
That's to say, the book dealers transferred it to us last week in the solid hope and expectation that we will actually pay them the money.
Oh, right, okay.
So the stuff is actually now at King's College, and in fact, on this coming Sunday, we'll be talking about it a bit more to visitors to Grantchester and to King's College, where there's a Brooke event going on in the evening called The Fatal Voyage.
Okay. Is that something that you people can come along to?
Yes, it is. There are tickets are available via the King's College shop on King's Parade, and on the, I think you can get the link from the website.
Okay, all right. We'll give the website address again, which is kings.cam.ac.uk. And there's also, presumably, if you want to find out some more information about Rupert Brooke, there is a website that commemorates Rupert's life, and you can find more information about the events as well, which is Rupert Brooke, and that's brooke.com/events, and you can find out the details of that event that Peter mentioned on there as well. So in terms of people coming to visit King's College, are you open on a regular basis for people to come and have a look?
Well, unfortunately, the library is, particularly this term when we got exams on and everything, is really closed to visitors. So that's why we need to exhibit this stuff in the chapel.
Yep.
And that's why we're aiming to do an exhibition there. It won't be open right away, but we're going to put our skates on and try and get it up there this summer so that as many people as possible will actually be able to see the real thing, Rupert Brooke's hand, for themselves.
Mm. And as a librarian at King's College, and you say you only found out about this opportunity in December, is it quite an exciting prospect to someone, you know, offers you this and then it's, how, can we get it, can we raise the funds for it, and then now you've got it? It's all been quite a short space of time, I suppose.
It has, and King's never planned for this. I mean, we're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the finishing of the building of the chapel.
Mm.
And all of the focus of our events and our fundraising and everything else was going to be the chapel. And then this came along, and we had to get our skates on and find a way of raising the money, which very fortunately we think we're going to be able to do. But it was a great surprise and unanticipated, and an opportunity we just couldn't miss. And in all the years I've been there as librarian, I've been there since 85, this is the first time anything as big as this has come along, and we've had to act this quickly and find a way of doing it.
Mm. Well, congratulations in managing to secure it, and keep us up to date with when that exhibition will be, and we'll tell our listeners about it and get people to come along to the King's College Chapel. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. It is interesting, all of these different things that, I mean, I never even knew about, haven't heard about Rupert before today, I must admit, but it is an interesting story just reading about it, and there'll be lots of listeners that will be interested in this as well now they've found out a bit more about the guy himself. So thank you very much, Peter, for coming in.
Thank you, Tim.